The West Bohemian town of Pahlavi Vady, also known as Carlsbad, is well known as a seat of luxury and wealth. Foreign kings and aristocrats have for centuries been visiting its healing spas, and in more recent times it has played host to the Pahlavi Vady Film Festival, attracting scores of celebrities and famous personalities. It is therefore fitting that it is home to arguably the most prestigious manufacturer of luxury glass in the world, Moser. The company is one of the Czech Republic's finest brand names, and this year it celebrates its 150th anniversary. Josef Slunečko is Moser's marketing director. At the Moser factory and museum in Karlovy Vary, he showed me samples of one of the company's trademark products, pictured in the hands of some illustrious clients.
They are untypical Moser products, plain glasses. It's a set of giant snifters, six different glasses, designed according physiognomy and character of a human being. There is a ceremony, giant snifters club, in the past, normally during the International Film Festival here in Karlovy Vary. Movie stars came to Karlovy Vary and still come to pay visit and to celebrate this festival. They use the giant snifters for drinking, for celebrating, for like a show. Of course, we have a lot of famous members of the club, and we can see Laura Bridget, it's Sophia Loren, Claudia Cardinal, Whoopi Goldberg, or even the master jazzman Louis Armstrong with a wife drinking from Moser giant snifters. It's tremendous. The biggest is roughly the 5 liter. It's a lot.
The list of other famous personalities who have invested in Moser products over the years is extensive, ranging from King Edward VII of Britain, Pope Pius XI, and the Turkish Sultan Abdulhamid. Due to its royal clientele, Moser has acquired the slogan King of Glass, Glass of Kings. So where did this success begin? Josef Slunečko told me about the company's history.
The Moser factory celebrates this year 150 years of foundation in 1857 by Ludwig Moser. Ludwig Moser and his family was a German Jew family and founded small shop and cutting workshop in the middle of Karlovy Vary in the spa, just serving wealthy visitors. As the business grows, he decided to open and to build up glassworks here nearby to Karlovy Vary in Tvory in 1892-93, opening the glassworks, starting with own glass material, lead-free, which was different from other on the market, and starting creating own quality repertoire, which will be unique in comparison with that time competitors.
The Moser family sold all their shares in the business in 1938, when the Germans took over parts of Czechoslovakia and they were forced to flee the country. Their factory was privatised by subsequent German and Czechoslovak governments, and in the present day is run privately. Glass production is no layman's task, and the workers at the factory are all masters of their art. At the factory's glass-blowing furnace, Josef Slunečko explains part of the process of making these works of art that stand in homes, embassies and palaces throughout the world.
We are at the furnace. There is a pot inside with the glass, and it's like a honey. The temperature inside is roughly 1300 centigrade, and the glass master just heat the final product just to finalize the process of forming the vase, and then the piece will be carried to the cooling furnace.
And do you know what this piece is going to be?
This is a vase designed by Czech leading glass designer Jan Mareš. The vase is called Triumph, and we produce the vase in a limit of 50 pieces only, and it's a part of collection from 150th anniversary of founding this company.
Glass blowing is the most essential of the skills required in Moser's production, but a no lesser skill is that of glass engraving. In fact, it is one of the company's specialities. Master engraver Vladimir Skala works for Moser and is at the very height of his profession, having recently returned from an international show of glass art engraving in Taipei. I asked him how the craft had changed in the 150 years since Moser's founding.
The practical approach hasn't changed at all. Only our resources have changed, really. That means that today we don't use natural sand or natural stones. Nowadays we obviously use synthetic materials. Perhaps diamond cutting wheels have been a great help to us, But then again, that isn't everything. Diamond cutters can't make that finish that original engraving tools provide, where you use classical techniques like cutters and emery wheel grinders, which actually draw off the glass. So, as I say, you can't replace everything with those diamond cutters. The classical techniques are always the same as they were even in the 16th century, so for us not much has really changed. Oh, excuse me, apart from electricity, of course.
Mr. Scala added that, thankfully, unlike many of his forebears in the craft, he doesn't have to use a foot pump to operate the machines. With such a skilled workforce required to produce Moser's products, the company has to invest a part of its resources not just in production, but also in education and training, if it is to ensure its future and continued success. Luxury glass production is, after all, not just a business, but an art, and there is always a threat that without support from those with resources and know-how, that artistic skill and knowledge could be lost. Josef Slunichko explains just how Moser maintains its workforce.
For the company nowadays, we are 350 employees, roughly 250 directly in production process. It's true that we look instantly for new workers, good workers, cutters, blowers, engravers, because we feel a lack of this capable workforce, and we are in a stadium of expansion because we have a lot of orders and we have to prolong delivery time. Our way is to work with the schools in Karlovy Vary, in special schools in Kamenický Šenov, Železný Brod, the university in Prague, mainly on designing new things regarding this university. But in Karlovy Vary, for instance, we have 22 young students studying blowing, cutting, etc. The school is for 3 years and we expect them in 3 years working for Moser.
As well as these measures, the company founded the Moser Studio in the 1990s as an atelier for the best Czech designers to encourage innovation in their products. Moser's designers have won numerous awards, and it is the daily task of the studio to come up with new designs to meet the needs of customers around the world. This individual approach to product supply and innovation is a major factor contributing to what, after 150 years of the company's history, looks to be its continued success. Josef Slunichko.
We celebrated this year 150 years. It means that the company is still alive, still, I would say, in a very good mood, thanks to mainly know-how of our workers and of course, the awareness of the Moser brand on the markets. And in this sense, I'm really very optimistic because Moser found already a firm place on the market. And Moser is, I would say, selected by really somebody who would like something special, something a little bit art piece in assortment of tableware, for instance, something special, unique, where is the touch of human beings.